All right, welcome to the deep dive. Today, we are jumping straight into the world of high-end subculture fashion.
We are. Specifically, we're looking at the massive strategic push by Setio's owners, Yuki and Ruka.
Exactly. This is all about what they did in the second half of 2025, right after they bought the iconic latex brand Yummy Gummy.
It's a really remarkable story of just pure acceleration. They didn't just buy a brand.
No.
They came in with a really clear mission. They said they wanted to, and I'm quoting here, revive the colorful chaos of Yummy Gummy.
Right, but also to re-engineer it with obsessive detail.
Exactly. Building a space where, you know, individuality, kink, couture, and subculture collide. It's a huge vision.
It's a huge vision, and it's also a massive logistical challenge. They were very clear they wanted to bring diversity on color, on designs, on shapes, and on personalities.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea was to prove that latex can be more than just a kink material.
And you can't do that from a small workshop. That's why the move to Leipzig, Germany is so important to understand.
Okay. So it was a strategic move.
Completely strategic. Leipzig became their new creative and production hub. It let them immediately scale up, making new latex sheeting, a huge catalog of pre-made garments. It's the business story behind the creative one.
That speed is just astonishing.
Yeah.
So let's track what they did right after setting up in Leipzig. First major event was the Prague Fetish Weekend.
Yeah, that came right after their appearance at the German Fetish Fair in May. And it was their big launch pad.
For the Bringing the Colors Back collection, right?
That's the one.
Yeah.
And it was such a deliberate statement. They took those iconic, almost neon, Yummy Gummy colors and patterns.
The ones everyone knows.
The very same. But they applied them to these really elegant, structured cuts. We're talking dresses, tops, skirts, for everyone. It was the first real step in making latex look like high fashion.
And they didn't pause for breath.
Mm-hmm.
They went straight from that to Avantgardista in Munich with a totally different idea.
They did. That signaled their global ambition, the Winds of the World collection.
Which was literally a world trip through the medium of latex.
I mean, what a concept. They were trying to show that latex fashion isn't tied to one place or one scene.
They pulled inspiration from everywhere, right? I remember seeing an elegant dress they said it was for like a Florida dinner gala.
Yes, or that cocktail dress that looked like antique Greek white marble.
Wow.
And a bold golden vest inspired by Paris, even a classic Scottish kilt. They were showing latex could be part of any cultural story.
That breath is one thing, but they were also pushing the science of the material itself. The crystal clear sheet they unveiled in Munich.
This is where that obsessive detail comes in. I mean, getting truly clear latex is the holy grail.
Because it usually yellows, right?
It yellows, it gets brittle. Their crystal clear was described as beyond the typical yellow shade, silver, gray, and icy. It's a huge technical jump.
Giving designers this perfectly neutral, transparent canvas to work with.
Exactly. And that kind of technical perfection, it leads you to the highest form of design.
Which has to be their haute couture line. Once in a lifetime.
The name says it all. These are one-of-a-kind projects, tailored for one person, and they will never be reproduced.
And the inspirations were so specific. Japanese Gothic Lolitas.
Mm-hmm. That whole Victorian meets Harajuku style. And also the Japanese cherry blossom sakura. Just pure, unrepeatable art.
So to wrap this up, Setio had this phenomenal 2025. They set up a global production base, launched major technical innovations, and they've already got huge plans for 2026.
It's an amazing trajectory, but it leaves you with a really interesting question to think about.
Okay.
Well, their core mission is about diversity, accessibility, bringing latex to everyone, a wider audience.
Right.
So how does that line up with putting so much focus and prestige on their once-in-a-lifetime garments? You know, by pieces that are, by design, exclusive and unreproducible. How do you square that goal of accessibility with the practice of ultimate exclusivity?